Our coach's insight continues here on at Care 93.7, talking high school hoops here in Northeast Kansas. Pleased to be joined now by Jeff Hale, the assistant boys coach at Jefferson County North, and our conversation with the coach presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we've had some time to kind of reflect on last week, the midseason tournament at Oskaloosa, third place finish. You guys go 2-1 with victories over Oskaloosa and Rossville. You know, take us back to the tournament last week and kind of the overall takeaways from that.
Yeah, Monday we started off with a very good Perry LeConte team, and we actually thought we played pretty well. Just didn't make as many shots down the stretch as they did, so they end up coming on top on that one. And Friday we played Oskie again, who we had just played the previous Friday. So the Friday before that, it kind of got away from them, and we knew it wasn't going to be the exact same way, you know, last week against them. We knew they were going to come ready to play. They were going to be ready to go. And it was a tough battle, kind of pulled away down the stretch. Had a big game from Ryan Feldkamp on that Friday. Guys were finding him in the right spots. He was finishing, making shots. So able to pull out a win down the stretch in that one. And then Saturday against Rossville was kind of just a defensive battle. It was, the final score was 40s and 30s. I mean, it was both teams kind of struggling on offense. Our defense really stepped up. There was like an 8 to 10 minute stretch in that game where I think we only gave up 2 points. So our defense really bailed us out on Saturday and allowed us to go 2-1 for the week then.
Yeah, you mentioned Ryan Feldkamp, and he's one of our reigning athletes of the week, and rightfully so. That game against Oskaloosa pours in a career-high 37. He's over now 1,000 points for his career. Basically a near double-double average this year at about 19-9. The accolades are all sorts for all sports for him. Just such a tremendous athlete. You know, how have you seen him kind of grow into that role and what kind of leader he's become this season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's been with us now for 4 years. He's been playing a lot of varsity for those 4 years as well. So he's very experienced coming into that. From last year's team, we lost 3 of our starters. So, and we've dealt with quite a few injuries this year as well. So we've been, you know, putting new guys in there. We got, a couple sophomores starting. So he's done a really good job this year for us, just kind of being our vocal leader and making sure everybody's ready to go, whether that's practice or a game. And then not only does he do that, he also performs for us pretty much every night. He's a very consistent player for us, our big guy inside that does the majority of our rebounding and also scores a lot for us as well. So he stepped up big in that aspect.
So no game earlier this week, but you get back to it tonight, right back into the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS, a team obviously very familiar with. You saw them at the beginning of the year. That was a 2-point win for your team. What's the expectation kind of in the second rematch with them?
So we know it's going to be a dogfight. They're a very athletic team. They're a good team, and they're coached very well as well. So no matter what, it seems like those are always – you know, good games. They're hard fought. It's going to be come down once again to whoever makes those shots down the stretch and whoever kind of gets their offense going, I think, because defensively both teams are very good. So hopefully we come in tomorrow, we'll have a good game plan, and we'll make some shots, and we'll come away with another win there.
Assistant boys coach Jeff Hale joining us from Jefferson at County North. His Chargers right now sitting at 9-3 and right back to it tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. Another go-around with ACCHS. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.